Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Sam Crowley back at the Everyday Saturday podcast. I got to finalize this last thought on Wang Chung. Sorry. It's just sticking in my head, man. I got major OCD over this after talking about it on the last show. What does it mean? What's Wang Chung mean? What's it mean to you? Because to me, it might mean something different. So I had to go to the source, Nick Feldman, one of the founders of Wang Chung, actually. We're getting way too deep into 80s music, but I gotta put this thing to rest, man, before we go any further. I'll get to seat 3B and the entrepreneurial dream and making every day Saturday. We'll get to that, all right? Here's the wild thing. Let me just read this here. Many fans know, I'm reading literally, I went to Wikipedia. Many fans know Wang Chung by their catchy 1986 dance single, Everybody Have Fun Tonight, which went on to spawn off its own catchphrase of sorts. To this day, fans can't listen to the song without declaring, Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. But how did Jack and Nick, the singer and the bass guy, come up with it? They say, and I'm just going to get right to it, man. Nick says, it means whatever you really want it to mean. It means whatever you want. Okay, so there you go. They did whatever you want it to mean. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. I got to know what it means to you, man. What's it mean to Wang Chung tonight to you? To me, it means everybody have fun tonight. I'm going to go have fun. I'm in Palm Springs. I'm going to Wang Chung tonight. What, hit me up, at Sam Crowley. What's it mean to you? We're way off the reservation. We got to get back, man. This is an entrepreneurial podcast. Yeah, actually, you know what? It's not. I had a great conversation with Jay Soderberg 2 days ago. Jay Soderberg, if you don't know Jay created the podcasting platform at ESPN. He spent 16 years with ESPN. The last 8 of which was creating the whole ESPN podcasting platform. So if you listen to ESPN podcast, that's Jay. He created it. Jay's now over at Blog Talk Radio, and he gave me a call, reached out to me, wants to partner with this podcast to bring on sponsors and advertisers coming into 2016. So that's what we're going to do. I've made a major commitment to, first of all, it's awesome, and it's because of you. This is all because of you, the person that actually listens to this nonsense on a daily basis and continues to download the show. You give it great ratings on iTunes. By the way, if you haven't left a 5-star rating on iTunes, come on, man. Can you show the brother a little bit of love and go to iTunes, search for the Everyday Saturday podcast, leave a 5-star rating with a nice comment? I would greatly appreciate it. It helps other people find the show. But yeah, so now I'm going to be creating just insane amounts of podcasts. And the show's about nothing. It's the Seinfeld of podcasts. Because Jay said, give me an idea. What's your show about? I said, it's about nothing. Got this loyal following online, especially as it relates to my podcast. Everybody knows the show's about nothing. Everybody knows I'm a loose cannon. Everybody knows it's complete schizophrenia. But it's awesome. That's the beauty of the show. That's the genius of the show, is the listeners actually tweet me. Hit me up on Twitter. They let me know what they want to hear. They let me know what's good. They're honest to tell me what sucks. And I love it, man. So thank you for making this show the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes. And get ready, man. Get freaking ready for 2016. Just insane amounts of content and podcasts. And the advertisers love it, man. They're going to jump on board. Who's it going to be? I don't know. Maybe it's Home Depot. Maybe it's Walmart, whoever wants to jump on board and really partner with the show. And it's a great way for me to monetize the show and get paid for what I love to do. It'll help me pay for my kids' school. It'll help me pay my kids' medical bills. How about that? But thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you guys listening. So, all right, enough about Wang Chung. Let's get back to yesterday. I'm traveling to Palm Springs. And when you're an entrepreneur, man, let me tell you one thing. You pay for everything. I'm a speaker. So when I'm not getting paid a keynote fee, which is a flat fee, whether it's $2,000, $5,000, $20,000, whatever it is. I earn most of my income when I speak from stage by selling a product for $1,000 from the platform. Ironically enough, how to create your podcast. Okay, that's just one of the products I sell, but when I sell that one from the platform, it's $1,000. But when you sign a speaker agreement, this is for those of you that want to speak as a profession, you pay, when you sell from the platform, you pay your own way. You pay your own airfare, your own hotel, your own meals, everything. And then when you sell your product from the platform, the promoter typically keeps 60% of the revenue that comes through, and you get 40% after everything clears. So say about 30 days, you get a check for whatever it is. You sell $100,000, you get a check for $40,000. The promoter keeps $60,000 because they're the ones that actually provided the audience for you to speak. So, you know, when I'm flying, keep in mind, you know, when you're in this career, you're paying for everything. But I'll always fly first class domestically because, for example, my flight to Palm Springs was $650 round trip. I had to fly from Cincinnati to Salt Lake, Salt Lake to Palm Springs. There's no direct flight. First class was about $1,050, so it's about $430 difference. Let me tell you about the first class experience, though. You probably know, either you've seen people in first class or you've flown yourself, you're first aboard. Now overhead compartments is like the holy grail. Everybody wants the overhead compartment because they charge now the airlines all these crazy baggage fees. So overhead compartments are just the most prized possession on an airline. So you get first shot at that. You get the board first. You sit down. You start having your Bloody Marys or your coffee. And I talked about the Bloody Marys yesterday. That's pretty funny. The coaching client, Olivia, that I brought on. I had a couple even before I think we got to 10,000 feet. But anyway, back to the story. You get whatever. It's a relaxing environment. You don't got to worry about getting to gate and being herded in like cattle and, you know, rushing. It's worth it. It's worth every cent. You know, and the difference, sometimes you'll find, like I flew to Orlando last month when I spoke there, the difference was really, I think it was like $250 coach, $400 first class. I mean, guys, that's nothing. $150, that's $75 per flight to get that experience. And then the people that you sit with in first class are typically business people, which is when you fly coach, you don't know what you're going to get. You might get you just don't know. It's a potpourri. And I'm not making a judgment. You fly first class, you know, your welfare. I'm not saying, or you fly coach, your welfare. I'm just saying when you fly first class, typically it's the business person, which is I rescue corporate slaves, which is part of what I do. So I know the likelihood of me getting a corporate slave who makes a lot of money but hates what they do flying in first class is exponentially higher. The odds are much, much higher. So you got to go where your demographic is. I fly first class. I closed the guy on the Orlando flight for a $10,000 coaching package. Think about that. And the word closing, we're going to talk about that in the next episode. It's an amazing term because everybody gets it wrong. Everybody gets it wrong. Did you watch Glengarry Glen Ross? You ever seen that movie, Glengarry? If you have never seen it, you got to rent it. It's one of the best sales movies you're ever going to watch. Alec Baldwin is awesome in it, and he says, coffee, put down the coffee is for closers, because Jack Lemmon is Shelley Levine in the movie, and Shelley Levine is this washed up salesperson who said, he keeps saying, all I need is the leads, man, I need the Glengarry leads, the good leads, and Shelley is down on his luck. It's really super depressing, because we all know a Shelley Levine in our sales organization. You know, time passed him by. He didn't keep up. He's just scraping by. And he goes to get the coffee in the back of the room. And Alex says, put that coffee down. Coffee is for closers. You got to watch it. And so I closed a guy on the flight in Orlando. John, he's going to sell his own, teaching people how to transition into a business entity, whether it's an S-Corp, a C-Corp, an LLC. He's basically going to be lean and mean LegalZoom. You know, he's going to have his own membership site teaching people how to do that online, which is genius. Because he can move so much faster than a huge organization like LegalZoom can. And he can charge what he wants for his intellectual property because he knows how to do it. And he's going to be helping a ton of solopreneurs, brand new entrepreneurs to get going online. Anyway, John paid me $10,000, met him in first class. Olivia yesterday wants to get going with her own gardening at home, teaching people how to do it and getting out of the rat race as well. So let's talk about her dream and what we're doing. No more Wang Chung. All right, but everybody have fun, okay? On the next show, we're going to talk about what it means to be a closer. Because coffee is for closers. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.